This is the Composer's Datebook for February 2nd. I'm John Zeck. Today is the birthday of the violinist and composer Fritz Kreisler, who was born in Vienna on February 2nd in 1875. When he was just 4, Kreisler's musical talent was already apparent, and at 7 he entered the Vienna Conservatory, where his theory teacher was Anton Bruckner. As a violinist, young Master Kreisler, as he was known at the time, made his Viennese debut at age 9, and his American debut when he was 13. Elgar composed his violin concerto for Kreisler, who premiered the work in London in 1910, and by that time Kreisler was famous worldwide. Fritz Kreisler made hundreds of recordings, mainly of shorter works, and most famously of his own compositions for his instrument. These included original works and pieces written in the style of earlier composers. Kreisler's interest in earlier music was deep and genuine, as was his passion for old books and ancient languages. The rise of Nazism in Germany and Austria forced Kreisler to America, where he became a naturalized citizen. In 1941, while crossing a New York street, he was hit by a truck and nearly killed. When he awoke from a month-long coma, the multilingual Kreisler could at first only communicate to his doctors and family in Latin and ancient Greek. The 66-year-old eventually recovered, however, and continued to perform in public until 1950. He died in New York City a few days short of his 87th birthday on January 29, 1962. Composer's Datebook is supported by Ancestry.com, an online resource for discovering family histories and growing family trees. Learn more at TryAncestry.com. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.